If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you today again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we're rejoicing in the wonderful things God's doing for us during the month of October. Surely the fabulous fall of 75 will be the greatest period of growth in the 21-year history of our church. God is good and God is gracious, and souls are being saved weekly and added to the church, and our Sunday school is averaging around the 650 mark. Again, last Sunday, 650 people answered the roll call to study God's Word in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. What a day and what a time of rejoicing we experienced last Lord's Day. And we're looking forward to many wonderful things today as the month of October comes to a close. This will be the greatest October and the greatest fall season in our church's history. I want to give to you today a personal invitation to come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church has but one textbook, and that is the Bible. The motto of our Sunday School is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. And we believe more than ever before that men need to hear what God has to say. Long since have we come to realize that what man has to say is not really important, but what thus saith the Lord is vital to your life and mine, to your destiny and mine. So we invite you to come today and share with us in the study of God's Word in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. And as we begin today, trusting God, believing God, depending upon God, praying to God, having confidence in God's promises, we're claiming the victory that something wonderful and exciting is going to happen to you and your life at Worth Baptist Church today. We have launched upon a program where we are going into every geographical area of the city of Fort Worth to confront men and women and boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Men are being confronted with false philosophies and ideologies and the cults in this world and in our community and across the Metroplex and in this city. So we're going to confront them with the truth, with the Bible, with Jesus Christ. God has commissioned us to infiltrate, saturate, penetrate this city. And we're claiming the city for Christ. And many other churches are doing the same across the Metroplex. So let me encourage you today to come and visit a church that has a vision of reaching people not only here at home, but around the world. The objective of Worth Baptist Church is to build a strong New Testament church with Spirit-filled believers whose outreach is to evangelize the city and the regions beyond. And we're doing just that through our Department of City Evangelism and through our Department of Foreign Missions to the various parts of the world. More than 75 missionary families are helping to be supported by Worth Baptist Church and other churches like ours across America. So we're doing things for God. If you're looking for a church that's active, if you're looking for a church that has a vision, that knows where it's going and how it's going to get there, we invite you to visit Worth Baptist Church today. We're looking forward in the near future, soon after the first of the year, to begin construction on our new building located on our beautiful 14-acre tract of ground that's 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. We invite you to join with us in prayer as God leads step by step. In the meantime, here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street. We'll be looking for you today. This important announcement concerning next Sunday, November 2nd, this will be the most outstanding day in the history of Worth Baptist Church. Next Sunday is Roundup Day, and we are reaching for 1,000 for Christ in our Sunday school. Now, for a long time, many of you have been talking about visiting the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. You've had this in your mind for many weeks and perhaps even many months. Some of you perhaps for a year or more. But whatever that case might be, let me invite you next Sunday, 1 week from today, Sunday, November 2nd, Roundup Day, when our goal is 1,000 for Christ in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. Mark that date. That's next Sunday, 1 week from today, Sunday, November 2nd, Roundup Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Begin now to enlist your friends and your family to come with you and share in the wonderful things that God is doing for Worth Baptist Church. In the meanwhile, today, Sunday, October 26, is another day of opportunity, and we invite you to come today and worship with us in the beauty of holiness. The month of October is anniversary month with our radio ministry as we celebrate our 6th anniversary of broadcasting the gospel over this local station. As we said on the first Sunday of October, to all who write during the month of October, and remember, this is the last week. Can you believe that October has gone by so fast? We're entering now the last week of October. So in order for you to receive the offer that we're making, you must write this week. And remember, all you need to do is sit down and write a postcard and say, "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour." And we're going to send you, free and postage paid, the cassette tapes containing the four messages that have been delivered on Worth Baptist Hour during anniversary month, the month of October. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Bear in mind that all you need to do to receive the messages on cassette tape that have been preached during the month of October over Worth Baptist Hour is to write today, write this week, and you best do it today or you'll put it off until the week is gone. Write today and say "Happy Anniversary" and address your correspondence to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Again, we'd be interested in knowing just how far this broadcast reaches. As we said on an earlier broadcast, all the way from the state of New Mexico, west of us, and down in the state of Louisiana, east of us, we have heard from people who heard this broadcast. Perhaps you live in those states, or maybe somewhere even farther away. Whatever the case might be, we would like to know how far this broadcast reaches. Wherever you live, whatever your distance from Fort Worth, again, we remind you, if you would like the cassette tapes containing the messages preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the month of October, anniversary month, all you need to do is to address your letter or your postcard to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Simply say, "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour." I remind you again of next Lord's Day, an outstanding day, Sunday, November 2nd, 1,000 for Christ in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, "God's Anyone." I'm going to read from the book of the Revelation, the last great invitation of the Word of God, found in Revelation chapter 22 at verse 17. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful today for the invitation of the gospel, the invitation that began a long time ago and comes to us by the Holy Spirit. from the blessed pages of Thy wonderful Word today. We offer a prayer today for those who have not Christ as their Savior. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would convict them in this message and bring them to Christ. For those who are unchurched and seeking a place to worship, we pray that You'd bring them to Worth Baptist Church today. For our sick and shut in, for our senior citizens, for all of those who are disabled, who cannot be out in public assembly to worship Thee today, I pray a special blessing upon them as they listen to this broadcast in this hour. Bless our nation and our world, and may people all over this city and all over the Metroplex and all over the United States and around the world realize that the only answer is a worldwide revival that will turn men to Christ. And may this church and this community be a part of it, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, at verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This is God's great invitation, and I'm calling my message today, God's Anyone's. When I think of this text, I always think of the little chorus that we sing in the Sunday school, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. My friend, today I'd like to remind you that wherever you are, Jesus loves you. God loves you. God's promise to you is this: if you will simply come by faith to Jesus Christ, you can have your sins forgiven, you can be pardoned and justified, and heaven will be your home. Listen to these words today that will tell you from the Word of God, based on the Bible, that you, regardless of your past, present, or anticipated future, can come to know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. First of all, I would say to you, if any man has been bitten by the serpent of sin, he can be healed by faith. Back in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, the children of Israel had murmured against God, and they had complained against Moses. Because of it, God sent fiery serpents among them to bite them, and those who were bitten died. Well, the people went to Moses and began to confess, and Moses prayed to God and asked what he should do, and God gave him the instruction. God instructed Moses to construct a brass serpent and put it upon a pole. And the Bible says in Numbers chapter 21, if any man look upon that serpent, he shall be healed. In the New Testament, there's a beautiful picture of what we've just talked about in the Old. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, our Lord Jesus Christ says in verse 14, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Did you get that? Whosoever believeth in Him. That's God's anyone's. That includes you. It matters not where you live. It matters not where you work. It matters not your upbringing, your past history, your background, or what you're doing right now. God says, if any man will look by faith, he shall live. In the second place, I would say to you, my friend, that if any man is spiritually hungry, he can eat the bread of life. Jesus said in John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. There's another beautiful story in the pages of the Old Testament in 2 Samuel chapter 9. David is searching out for some descendant, for some member of the family of Jonathan, and he finds Mephibosheth, who was a cripple. The Bible says he was lame in both of his feet. And yet King David said to him, come and eat at my table continually as a son. And I want to say to you today that regardless of how crippled you are, morally or spiritually, or physically for that matter, but regardless of how much sin has done, how much damage your sin has done in your life, however morally or spiritually crippled you might be, King Jesus is saying to you, come and dine. King Jesus is saying to you, come and eat the bread of life. King Jesus is inviting you to His table of eternal bread, and if you eat of that bread, the Bible says you shall live forever. If any man, and that means you, if any man is spiritually hungry, you may come today and taste and eat of the bread of life, and you will never die. In the third place, I would say to you, if any man is spiritually thirsty, he can drink the water of life. In John chapter 7, at verse 37, the Bible tells us that in that great day, the last day of the feast, Jesus stood in the midst of the people and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And whosoever shall drink of this water, there shall spring forth out of him rivers of living water. Are you thirsty today after righteousness? Are you spiritually thirsty, my friend? Are you longing for something that you've never found and you're searching and seeking for happiness and peace of mind and joy and a good feeling deep down in your soul? You can have it. Like the woman at the well, when Jesus said to her, if you knew who it was who asked you a drink, you would have asked of him a drink, and he would have given you eternal water, everlasting life. The only place that you can get everlasting life is in the source of life itself, who is Jesus Christ. There is no life apart from him. There's no light apart from him. There's no liberty apart from him. There's no love apart from him. There's only death and darkness and bondage and destruction and damnation and judgment outside Jesus Christ. But in Him, you can have peace and you can have your spiritual thirst quenched this very moment if you'll come simply by faith and drink the water of life. Remember again the words of my text, if any man thirst, and whosoever thirsteth, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. In the fourth place, if any man has sinned and wants forgiveness, he can be forgiven. I read in 1 John chapter 2 at verse 1, these things write I unto you that you sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ is the mercy seat for your sins today. As the prodigal son left the hog pen and said, I know what I'm going to do. I will arise and go to my father. And I will say to him, I've sinned against thee. I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me a hired servant. What did that father do? That father said, bring forth the fatted calf. Bring forth the best robe. Bring forth shoes and put them on his feet. Bring forth the ring and put it on his finger. This my son was dead and is now alive. My friend, however far into the hog pen of sin that you've gone today, you can come back today and simply by faith in what God has promised, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and your sins will be forgiven you. In the fifth place, I would say to you, if any man wants Jesus Christ to come into his heart, all he needs to do is open the door and Jesus Christ will come in. In Revelation 3:20 we read, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me. Did you get that? If any man hear my voice, if any man open the door, my friend, you can open the door of your heart by faith right now and let Jesus Christ come in. Two little girls were standing before a life-size picture of Jesus at the door. One of them said to the other, "Why don't they open the door and let him in?" The other said, "Maybe they're in the basement and can't hear him." Somehow I believe there's some of you today in the basement of your life. And the noises of this world system are just about to drown out the voice of Jesus and the knock that he's making upon your door. Listen carefully, my friend. Over the hustle and the bustle and the noise of industry and commerce and society and all of the things that are happening in the world, Jesus Christ is saying to you, "Open the door of your heart, and I will come in." Will you do that now, my friend? Right by your radio, simply pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and God will save you this moment. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. If any man wants to come to Christ right now, all he needs to do is confess his sins, believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and you can be saved. And you can do it right by your radio in this very moment. I trust that you will. As we leave the broadcast today, remember we go back on the standard time today, turning your clock back 1 hour. And I hope that you'll be in Sunday school at 10 o'clock, in the morning worship hour at 11, the evening worship hour at 7. Don't forget, next Sunday, November 2nd, is Roundup Day, and we're looking for 1,000 in Sunday school, and we want you to be one of that 1,000 and share with us the good things of the Lord. In the meantime, I remind you once again, on this last broadcast of the month of October, anniversary month, all who write this week before the month of October ends will receive free and postage paid the cassette tapes containing the messages delivered on Worth Baptist Hour during this month. Write today and simply say, "Happy Anniversary, Worth Baptist Hour." Our mailing address, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.